WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
All year long, public school officials in Chicago have worried about high school students working remotely who've been chronically absent and are getting Fs. Now that we're approaching the end of the school year, many teachers and school leaders are doing what they can to help them catch up. One charter high school on the northwest side is working hard to make a final pitch to bring back students who've fallen off track. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigat has more.
Miguel.
Taking all day to come downstairs. What's wrong? Your ankle's still messed up.
On a recent April morning, Roe Clark High School principal Miracle Moss is visiting students who are struggling academically. She planned to visit 7 to 10 students that day. Roe Clark, a mostly black school near Humboldt Park, is one of 18 campuses managed by the Noble Network of Charter Schools. The school enrolls nearly 400 students.
Where's mom?
She just went to go get her eyelashes done. Yeah, I was like...
Tell her I came by.
Miguel is one of the students Moss visits. He's a junior. Moss acts more like an aunt. She jokes with him. She's approachable. They both agree he's got some catching up to do.
It's a lot. It's all I can say, a lot. I've been falling off. Falling off track. So I got to pick up all my stuff.
Student attendance has declined in many public schools. In Noble, one of the city's top charter schools, has also been hit. Several campuses experienced major declines, including Golder, DRW, and Bowles. All serve mostly black and Latino students. Roe Clark's latest attendance figure is around 67%, which Noble says may not fully capture all present students. That's down from 90% in 2019. Miguel is among a couple dozen teens flagged by school officials. He says the pandemic has been hard on him and his mom.
My OG, she's been back and forth with jobs because they won't fire her, but they'll have her on like notice. Like they'll tell her wait. They got a lot of people, so she's been working with my stepdad, and that's why I be working with him, trying to get a little bit of money. So that's how we making our money and stuff.
Moss invites Miguel to come to school for one-on-one support.
Because the teachers are going to be there, so like you'll get the direct support.
Most traditional Chicago public schools are not that flexible, with high schoolers expected to be learning remotely up to 7 hours a day. The main strategy to re-engage struggling kids has been to call them and email them. District officials pushed for in-person learning as the best way to reconnect with kids. Noble's approach is different. All students started the year learning remotely, but it offered a flexible schedule if needed. This is a newer tack for Noble, which historically has been quite strict. School buildings gradually began welcoming those who were struggling.
And so we reached out to those kids directly and said, hey, we're going to move into step two. What step two means is that like it's a targeted group of kids that's like may not be doing so well online.
Students like Miguel can get to school later, get tutoring, and a quiet place to work. She says her staff, including two social workers, keep checking in on them. The main goal for the April door knocking is to remind students that in-person instruction is about to start the following week. Moss asks Miguel if he had plans to be back in school.
I feel like that I'd be needing tutors. Like, I need somebody to help me with all stuff. Because if I do it by myself, I know I'm going to forget about it. But I'm just not going to do it. I'm trying to get help so I will stay on track.
Aside from helping with internet and technical problems, Moss drops off homework packets.
I've been on my phone, so it's been harder to get stuff.
Other students, like Miguel, don't look motivated to do schoolwork on their own.
What we're doing now is not school. What we was doing originally is actually school, like in the class.
Semaje is a sophomore. Moss and his grandmother say he was doing well in school, but all of a sudden he started falling behind in one class. Semaje says he's been distracted playing ball, and sometimes the internet doesn't work. He says he also feels unsafe. His grandmother, too, worries about Semaje's safety going to school.
It's hard out here for these young men. It really is. I mean, they struggle almost every day just to even go to the store. He's a good young man, very Very smart.
Moss offers to take him to school where he can get extra support. It's hard to tell at this point how well her efforts are paying off. Average third quarter GPAs are up slightly compared to last year when the pandemic first hit. Data from standardized tests is not available. Moss is hopeful her outreach will help, but still, it's not easy to find students.
Hi, does LeVar stay here?
No.
No, thank you. Do you know someone moved recently? It's one of my students from my high school.
The following week, in-person learning began at Roe Clark. On the first day, 101 students were back in the building.
If you've been scanned, you could just come through. Not you.
But that number went down. Moss says on average more than 50 students have been showing up, including most of the students she visited the week before.
Questions about all of that?
Classes start at 12:30, but students with Fs who need help can start at 11. Those students can also get in-person tutoring after class.
Online questions. I know that review was kind of quick, just because we had some tech issues with getting everything ready.
About 85% of students are learning from home on any given day. Moss says they also try to give those students individualized support. She says the pandemic has pushed her to think creatively about how to connect with all her students moving forward.
The traditional, it may not be working for every student. And so the beauty is like being able to reimagine what that could look like for every kid and not just, you know, a subset of kids.
Moss says she and everyone at her school will keep trying to go after the students who fall behind. Her hope is to see a bustling school building filled with all her students once again. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.